Revision, Module 6, Exercise F. 1.
When I was growing up, my parents worked a lot, so they didn't have time to make home-cooked meals. As a result, we ate mostly fast food, which made me overweight. I never really worried about it until last year, when my doctor told me I would have problems if I didn't start dieting. I bought some books on healthy eating and also started working out. I'm so much thinner now and have much more confidence.
2.
I've always enjoyed being creative, whether it was painting or sculpting. That's why I decided to go to art school. At the student art show, my drawings were spotted by someone in the industry. He offered me an apprenticeship and trained me to work with needle and ink. Although this isn't the type of work I thought I'd be doing, it's really satisfying to know that people are walking around with my artwork on their skin.
3.
On this programme, we're going to give Julie a makeover. Although Julie is only 25 years old, she looks much older because she wears old-fashioned clothes. Today, we're going to get Julie in some fitted new clothes and also give her beautiful long hair a boost with some colour. We'll get her looking fashionable in no time.
4.
Hello there. I spoke to a woman last week about my wedding. She said I should come in for a hair trial so that she could experiment with some different styles for the wedding. Now, I booked an appointment for tomorrow but forgot that I had already made plans. Would it be possible to come on Friday afternoon instead? I'm really sorry for the inconvenience.
5.
Did you always know you wanted to become a plastic surgeon?
Well, I studied medicine because my father encouraged me to do so. While I was in surgical training, my professor told me that I would make an ideal plastic surgeon because my hand was very steady.
So you followed this advice?
That's right. However, many people assume that plastic surgery is only for cosmetic purposes. But actually, most plastic surgery is performed to help people who have been badly scarred or injured. So I'm glad that my skills are being put to good use.
6.
Throughout history, fashion has repeated itself again and again. But what's in store for us next season? Well, the catwalks have just exploded with a 60s revival. Runways have been covered in bright colours, fitted dresses, and big hair. These trends are set to hit the high street next season, but you may also find some great bargains in a second-hand shop.
7.
When I was younger, I used to play a lot of rugby. One day I fell over during a match and broke my nose. Since then, my nose has been slightly crooked. At first, it made me feel really uncomfortable and self-conscious. I used to think that everybody was staring at me. These days, though, I'm not really bothered. I mean, there's more to life than the way you look.
8.
Last summer, I joined a fitness camp to lose weight. We woke up at 6 a.m. every morning and ran around the racetrack before breakfast. After that, we did some yoga to strengthen our muscles. The afternoons were reserved for team sports. I'd always liked these activities, but one day I fell and twisted my ankle during a hockey game. It started to swell up, so my instructor sent me to the emergency room. Unfortunately, I had torn a muscle and was forced to leave the camp.